This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. We're going to hear 15 minutes from the Word of God today. We're going to hear something, sermon I just preached just this last weekend at Island Community Church. We're in Revelation chapter 9. Short introduction today. We're going to get right to the Word. We're looking today and this week at one of the greatest personal revelations the Lord's ever given me. You know, God will always give you a revelation when you study His Word. Spend time with His Word and seek it like gold and silver, the wisdom of God, and He won't let you down. He'll share great and awesome truths with you. One of those that He shared with me, I'm sharing with you in this sermon. And that is when we read in Revelation chapter 19, chapter 9, I think it's verse 13, where after all these things and these angels are released to kill a third of mankind, the Bible says that the people still, they won't repent of their drugs, pharmakia. And God said to me, plain as day, He said, they don't repent because they can't. See, at this point, friends, it's too late. Because the ministry of the Holy Spirit has ended with the fullness of the Gentiles. Remember, blindness in part, Romans 11:25, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is coming. More on that another day. Here today is the next part of this sermon, the 200 million man army.
The ministry of the Holy Spirit will be over. And once that happens, no more conviction of sin. No Spirit of God working through man's conscience anymore. And we come to where we are now. That is Jacob's trouble. That's where we're at here. Now, onward to chapter 10. Now, chapter 10 introduces an interlude between the sixth and seventh trumpets. Much as chapter 7 was an interlude between the sixth and seventh seals. This interlude extends from chapter 10, verse 1 to 11:14, and the death and resurrection of the two witnesses. Okay, Revelation 10, 1. Now I saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven, having been clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head, and his face was like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire, and having in his hand a scroll having been opened. And he put his right foot on the sea. Man, this must have been some awesome angel. Look at the size of this guy. He put his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And he cried out with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their own voices. So what do we have here? Some people think this is Jesus, but I don't agree with that assessment. I hate to even say this is just some mighty angel, because this is an awesome sight this must be. Perhaps this is the Archangel Michael. He's clothed with a cloud. He's got a rainbow on his head. His face shone like the sun and feet like pillars of fire. I can see why some people think perhaps this was Jesus. He's described by some of these in chapter 1, isn't he? His face shone like the sun. Remember on the Transfiguration, we read about that? His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became glistening white, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he's holding a scroll, a different scroll than the one the Lamb was loosing the seals from. Verse 3, he cries out with a loud voice, like the roaring of a lion. And what he says must be some kind of direction or some kind of orders for someone to do something. And for the only time in this book, instead of unveiling the contents to us, but John is instructed to conceal and hide the contents from us. Verse 3. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. And when he cried out, the seven thunders uttered their own voices. Now when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven thunders have spoken, and do not write them. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land, he raised up his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things in it, the earth and the things in it, the sea and the things in it, that there should be no more delay. Listen to this verse now, verse 7. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Speaks for itself. This angel, as if he was in a court of law, puts his left hand on a Bible, raises his right hand, and swears to God that this is it. No more delay. When the seventh trumpet sounds, that's all she wrote. Now, this here is why I believe in the seventh trumpet rapture of the church. The Apostle Paul wrote this. Behold, this is 1 Corinthians 15:51. He says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall all be changed. And here, this text, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. When do the dead in Christ rise, church? The last day. That's John 6:39, 40. 44 and 54, where Jesus said, I will raise them up on the last day. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. He says it four times so you don't miss it. John 6:39, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I should lose nothing, but raise him up on the last day. Verse 40. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. There's two. Verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Question. When do the dead, the righteous dead, rise up from the dead? On the last day. That's not my opinion. The Word of God says that. Please remember that. You'll never hear that on TV or on the radio. The dead in Christ are raised up on the last day, according to Jesus, if that matters to you. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. When's this going to happen? When's the rapture? When does this happen? On the last day. Jesus said it. Not me. Don't put those words in my mouth. Then, T-H-E-N, Greek word tote, means then, by the way. Then, we who are alive and remain will be caught up. That's the word harpazo, Latin rapturo. It means to be stolen with force, stolen violently, to snatch away with force is what the word means. Then we who are alive and remain, this is on the last day, because the dead in Christ rise first, and they're on the last day. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we will always be with the Lord. So this we know, at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, the end will come. Or as he put it, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared it to his servants, the prophets. Amen? Have I made any of this up? Certainly we can agree on this. The last trumpet's very special. The mystery of God will be finished. Verse 8. Then the voice which I heard from heaven was speaking with me again, saying, go and take the little scroll, open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land. All right, now he's getting John personally involved on what's going on at the end of the age. First, he's just been a bystander watching. Now he's involved. He said, go and take that scroll out of his hand. So I went to the angel, saying to him, give me the scroll. And he said, take it and eat it. It'll make your stomach bitter, but it'll be sweet as honey in your mouth. So I took the scroll out of the angel's hand and ate it. And it was sweet as honey in my mouth. And when I ate it, my stomach was made bitter. Wow, the same thing happened to Ezekiel. You can read about that in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. Yeah, we got time. Let's turn there. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. The third of the major prophets, Isaiah, then Jeremiah, then Lamentations, then Ezekiel. It's right before Daniel. I'm going to keep reading. It's chapter 2, verse 8. God speaking. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Now when I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me. And behold, a scroll of a book was in it. So he spread it before me. And there was writing on the inside and the out. And the writing on it were lamentations and mourning and woe. That's why this is called Ezekiel's scroll of woe. He goes on, verse 1. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll. And go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll. And he said to me, son of man. This is the only other person known as the son of man. We have Jesus and Ezekiel, the prophet. God himself calls him the son of man. He said to me, son of man, feed your belly. Fill your stomach with this scroll that I gave you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
us peace for our transgressions.